now until Election Day, we'll be revisiting some of the pivotal states that we looked at early on in our States of the Union series. And today, we look at what's been happening in Wisconsin. I'm pleased to welcome Jeff Mayers back to the show. He's the president of WizPolitics.com, an online political and government news service. Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, Jeff. When we spoke in February, I asked you whether Wisconsin would be considered a liberal state, and maybe we can hear a clip of that.
I wouldn't classify Wisconsin as relatively liberal. I think it's a swing state. It bounces back and forth. It's a good barometer for, I think, how often the rest of the country will go. It's because I think that there's a lot of different sectors playing in Wisconsin. You have, in Madison, city of Madison, Dane County, progressive, big university. But then in the eastern seaboard, you have a lot of blue-collar Democrats, Reagan Democrats. Then you have a lot of rural parts of the state. This is still a big agrarian state. That's relatively conservative. Then you have the North Country, which is, again, Dave Obey country. He's a very liberal politician, but, he also doesn't support gun control, for example.
So does that mean that the McCain campaign should be worried that the polls in Wisconsin have Barack Obama leading by about 10 points? Jeff?
Yeah. Well, I mean, both campaigns have their attention elsewhere. So Wisconsin slipped from battleground status to lean or firmly Obama. I think that in some ways is a reflection of the national polling that's been out there the last couple of weeks. There's some evidence that some of this is snapping back and that it's could be a close race. And that, some of that could be reflected in Wisconsin. But the campaigns are still engaged here, but they're not engaged in the same way at the same level.
Well, when John McCain's campaign pulled out of Michigan, some said that they would invest more money in Wisconsin. But that, you're saying, didn't happen?
I think that money had to be diverted to red states, where they're competing now. They're trying to, hold on to Florida, North Carolina, Virginia.
And they're also focusing on Pennsylvania. Do you think the economic downturn has had a big impact on the voters of Wisconsin?
Yes, I think it's had a big impact here as well as, the rest of the country. I think that in the debates, I think, pushed a lot of the independents, which has been a volatile group that pushed many of them onto the Obama side.
How did Wisconsin's congressional delegation vote on the financial rescue package?
Vote on the bailout bill?
Yeah.
The most telling vote was Steve Kagan. Steve Kagan is the only contested congressional district in Wisconsin. He's a freshman Democrat. He ended up voting against it twice. He's in a tough rematch with the former Republican Assembly Speaker. And days after his Republican opponent said he would be against the bailout, Kagan voted against it and then voted against it again.
So Wisconsin voters are also opposed to it, do you think? Is that a reflection of their feelings?
Yes.
Wisconsin has early voting. Do you have any idea of who's casting their votes?
There's been a lot of early voting. The absentee voting has surpassed that of 2004. Both campaigns, both Republicans and Democrats, have been pushing it. And, as they have in many swing states, battleground states, saying, vote early, and then if you can help us on Election Day, help us on Election Day. People are responding to that. There's lines. They're saying avoid the lines, and then people are going to vote absentee, and they're standing in lines voting absentee. So, that's happening. The state election board, which is now predicting a record turnout of 3.2 million.
And any sense of who has the advantage in this early voting?
Well, I think that the early voting has been going very well in mostly Democratic counties. So, I mean, I think that what McCain is up against here, like he is in the rest of the country, is a huge money advantage for Democrats in the and the Obama campaign. And so there's a case here where they have more commercials on radio and TV. They have more paid staff. They have more organization, the Republicans, have a well-funded operation, but I think that the Obama side has much more money and much more resources to pull all these levers.
So are you willing to make predictions? First of all, on the congressional race, Steve Kagan, John
No,
Gard.
I don't make predictions because all the pundits have been wrong all year, for the entire campaign. Last year at this time, McCain was dead in the water and Hillary Clinton was going to be our nominee, right? So, in terms of political handicapping, the political insiders here, including a lot of Republicans, think McCain is going to lose, and Republicans are worried about a double-digit Obama win because they think that would have a very dangerous effect down ballot for races like the congressional race in the 8th congressional district around Green Bay, and then for the Republican effort to hold on to the state assembly, because if the Republicans don't hold on to the state assembly, then it'll be an all-Democratic state house. And so I think it's the margin of victory that for Obama that the most insiders here are watching right now. If it's around 4 or 5% instead of double digits, that makes a big difference down ballot.
Jeff Mayers is president of WizPolitics.com, and I want to thank you so much for joining us for the State of the Union Wisconsin update.
Happy to help, and tune in on election day of www.wispolitics.com.
We'll all be watching.